ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Happy Friday, people. It is that time of the week. We welcome in our friend Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD to the program, brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Yeah. TD, free agency is next week. We have made it. It's right around the corner. And we know that the Titans have money to spend. So as you sit here today, looking at the needs on this roster, who is maybe your top target or two that you'd like to see the Titans pursue in free agency?
Yeah, there's a few. I think free agency is where you hit things defensively. First and foremost, I think they need to make sure Denico Autry stays here in Nashville. And same thing for Azeez Alshire. After that, I think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is a guy I would definitely look at. He causes turnovers, and that's what this team, they severely need somebody who could turn the football over. So you got him. Kendall Fuller is a guy they should target also. So those are four names off the bat, just like early. But later in the free agency period, there's going to be some options. You know, Darnell Mooney is a guy that they should look at as well. You know, get you that speed receiver, down the field threat. And I think low-key, Devin Duvernay is someone they should target because that'll help you in the return game.
All right, another Texas receiver. I hadn't thought about him. TD, what about
100-meter dash?
Yeah, definite speed. What about, speaking of later, what about running back? Like, first of all, do you view, we've talked a little bit about Tyjae Spears, you know, I think he's good for sure. I mean, he's obviously going to get more work. I think he's going to be a good player for them. I feel like he should be part of a modern backfield where it's a little bit more of a split workload still, but maybe a different kind of back. But I don't know. Maybe they should have more of a thunder lightning combo. Like, is there anybody? Let's presume that Derrick Henry is going somewhere else. Is there anybody out there in the free agency market that you really like as a complement to Spears? And if not, is there somebody in the draft you really like?
Yeah, well, I'll give you both. I'll give you three. You got to remember, they still have Julius Chestnut on the roster, as well as Hassan Haskins. So those are in-house compliments. Then you look at the free agency, and I think Gus Edwards would be a perfect match because he's that hammer you could bring in when you need those low red zone carries to get into the end zone. He had 13 touchdowns last year, so he definitely is capable of getting, you know, short, tough yards. But then in the draft, for me personally, and I'm not saying it just because he's a local guy, a volunteer, but I think Jalen Wright will be the perfect complement to what the Titans do at running back. And you look at what he did in Tennessee, he's a guy that he didn't need a bunch of carries to have a huge impact, you know, and he has that home run hitting ability too. So I look at him as an option. Don't forget A.J. Dillon as well, the free agent from the Packers.
TD, is there a quarterback, when you start to think about the backup role here with the Titans, is there a quarterback or two that stands out to you that you think they could pursue? I mean, Brissett's going to be out there. Tyrod Taylor is going to be out there. Gardner Minshew. I mean, there are going to be options for the Titans, but is there a guy that comes to mind that you'd really think fits in well to be the backup here behind Will Levis?
Well, honestly, why not? Oh, no, Andy Dalton is under contract. So never mind. I was going to say him. I don't really have a particular guy that I think they should go after. There's options. I don't do the whole Gardner Minshew thing. I don't think that's something that they really need to do. But I definitely feel that they're going to have to change course from Malik Willis. So they're going to have to find somebody, but there's no particular ones in my opinion.
What about Will? Like, what about Willis? You know, and I think, you know, I mean, I think he'll be here for training camp. But what do you think is his path from here, TD?
Yeah, I mean, I think his path is just to continue to develop. That's really the main thing for him. But it just maybe with this new staff, maybe something clicks and he adapts into that backup role, and he has a good training camp, and he sticks. But I think right now it's a work in progress. The grade is incomplete.
TD, I want to circle back on Danico Autry with you because I'm totally with you. I think they should do everything they could do to bring him back here. He's been outstanding for the Titans. He is 33 years old, and he'll be 34 coming up this season. So I do wonder what the market looks like for him. But as far as he is concerned, how big of a priority is that? Should that be for the Titans this offseason when it comes to bringing him back, even though he is getting a little up there in terms of the age that comes with it?
Yeah, I think it should be a priority because, well, you don't know what defense Denard Wilson is going to run, but he did mention about, giving multiple looks. Well, who better to give you multiple looks than a guy that could be the piano man on that defensive line? He could play up and down the line of scrimmage. You want him to play zero, he could do that if you need him to. He could play three, he could play five. He could even stand up and rush from a wide nine. I think he should really be someone they bring back. And I'm not talking about on a five-year mega deal. A two-year deal, I think, is very feasible for a guy like Danico Autry, who not only is someone on the field, he's a leader in the locker room. Quietly, when Tierre Tart was going through that stuff, he was a guy that was in Tart's ear and trying to guide him in the right direction. So definitely a leader from that perspective.
So, TD, I want to go to the top of the draft at receiver, and I swear this is not just to, have you help us take shots at Stilley, but there has been – he's not the only one. Mike Sando had a thing at The Athletic on at least one GM. Is not sure that, Marvin Harrison Jr. is clearly wide receiver one, and then you go from there. That, I think there's an obvious top tier of Harrison, Adunze, and Neighbors. But after the combine, with all the information you have now – do you feel any differently about those three? Do you think Marvin Harrison Jr. is clearly the best receiver and then you go from there, or do you think it's closer than that?
Yeah, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is clearly the best receiver. But here's what's happening, right? And we saw this happen before. In fact, it's happening with Joe Alt also. These guys, are very outstanding, polished prospects. So you're like, well, he can't be perfect, so let me find something where he needs to improve. And that's what you're seeing happening with Harrison Jr. with Joe Alt. I will say this, though. Jarrett is not alone in that Malik Nabers comparison as far as ranking him above Marvin Harrison Jr. And I think really it comes down to what do you want, right? And you look at Malik Nabers, he clearly has the advantage, and he's better than Marvin Harrison Jr. when it comes to getting those yards after the catch. Because I'll admit, I'm guilty of the nitpicking with Harrison Jr., and I know in the group chat with my homies across the league, I'm always like, man, I need him to get more yak. Like, he doesn't get as much yards after the catch. And then another thing that I can say is if you watch closely, he gets schemed open an awful lot. So he's going to have to be able to show at the next level that he could beat one-on-one coverage, without having the scheme set up and program for him to do so. So that is something. But, he's the best in this draft, in my opinion.
See, he's still a long way to go before the draft gets here, but there's a lot of momentum for J.J. McCarthy right now. We were talking earlier this week about a piece about the Raiders and maybe them looking to move up in the draft. How well-positioned do you think the Titans are going to be at pick number 7 to maneuver back in the draft should they choose to do so?
Yeah, I think they'll have that option to move back. And really it's going to come down to, okay, let's see what the Falcons do, right? If they sign Kirk Cousins, that pick could also be for sale. But here's what happens, right? Let's say the Raiders trade up to 8, and they're like, okay, we're going to get J.J. McCarthy. But then another team trades up to 7. Now it's like, uh-oh, we moved up, and our guy that we wanted isn't there. So I think you do have to look at that. That's where I think the Titans are in a good position, regardless of what happens with the Falcons. It's just funny to me because, if I'm in that room and I'm thinking about drafting J.J. McCarthy, I'm saying to myself, why on earth did Jim Harbaugh take a 5-star quarterback and take the football out of his hands when he got there? That's what I'm asking myself. And you know what? Jim Harbaugh is over there with the San Diego Chargers, with the LA Chargers now. And You can't ask them that question.
Yeah, no, that's no. Listen, I think the McCarthy discussion is fascinating. I will say, though, I mean, look, they had the most dominant offensive line. They built the most dominant physical offense, and Blake Corman is going to be a stud, too, I believe, in the NFL. And so, you know, I mean, I think that is part of the answer. You know, like I would have been totally on board with, like, yeah, buyer beware on him, till I watched what he did in those last two playoff games for Michigan. I do think that he stepped up in some huge moments. And I just think some of the answer is just like, hey, they could just maul anybody they played, you know. But it is fascinating on him for sure. Well, I mean, just when you look at him as a player, TD, what do you think he is?
Yeah, I mean, you also got to consider, you know, the Penn State game where they ran the ball 32 daggone times in a row.
Right.
I'm going to give my five-star quarterback a chance to throw the football too, but that's just me. As far as him as a prospect, I mean, look, you got – there's some throws that he made where you're like, oh, okay, I like that. You know, you look at some of the tight window throws. The championship game, I think he had one where he dropped it to the receiver in the back of the end zone, like right in a tight window there. You look at the mobility. You look at some of the things that he brings to the table as far as being able to drive that ball on that deep in-breaking route. All of that is there, but it's just the question is, okay, why didn't you see this consistently throughout his career?
TD, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Going to be really fun next week to see how free agency goes down. Tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate that. ESPN Bet, it's now live in Tennessee, and it's the official book of ESPN. ESPN Bet is the only place where you can find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. If you sign up today as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. You can find all of your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Now, listen, you have to be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, you can call or text the TN Red Line at 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. As always, see the app for details.
We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.